Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, Winston McTavish. How you guys doing today?
Winston McTavish.
Winston Churchill, actually. True story.
All right. I missed the full name. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I mean,
I just knew there was a reference to it, so I thought I'd put it in there.
Yeah, there's my birth name is John Winston Churchill.
There you go.
True story.
All right. So speaking of that, we are talking today about the Davidoff Winston Churchill Limited Edition 2021. Cigar is a Toro 6-inch by 52. Comes out of the Davidoff factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is from Ecuador. The binder is Dominican Hybrid 257 Seco. Filler is Dominican Piloto Ligero, Hybrid 2020 Seco, San Vicente Mejorado Ligero, San Vicente Visus, and Nicaraguan Esteli Visus. Price point is $32. Cigars released in February of 2021, and we picked these cigars up from Havana Phils. So if you are in North Carolina and would like to make a stop by there, do so, or you can give them a call and see if they will ship something to you.
Seth,
they're out of these. They have other stuff though.
Would you call it your Davidoff destination, Seth?
It is a destination for Davidoff. So it is my Davidoff destination.
There you go. All right, June, what was your experience like with the cigar?
I'm going to visit Havana Phils one of these days.
You got it, man.
No.
You got the Rock Patel Lounge. You got the Monte Cristo Patio. You got the Davidoff Lounge.
It seems like one of those places where you could like comfortably spend a whole afternoon at.
And no riffraff.
Easy. And no riffraffs. Yeah.
No, you're not dealing with GM Rubin, but I would get you to the area where he's not allowed.
So about the cigar. So, you know, first third or so, you know, it had a lot of that hybrid 2020 Seco flavor going. You know, as it goes to the next inch or so, you really get a good sense of that Vicente Visus. Okay, all right. It's not funny, guys.
It was, you were almost there. It was pretty good.
Yes, it's not funny. It's not funny anymore. It was never funny in the first place. Okay, anyways, my real thoughts about this cigar, I really liked it. I like that classic, you know, quintessential Davidoff grassiness hay. It has a really nice, like white pepper coating the entire palate, a lot of sweetness and like bread and yeast, some nice floral undertones, medium plus in terms of strength, which was not expected. But yeah, it was basically that kind of the gist of the cigar throughout the whole time. It was really expensive for the cigar, like any freaking Davidoff. But you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is one of those cigars that I liked and I would totally see myself going to a nice cigar lounge, spending like 2 hours and having no issues spending $32 on.
There you go. All right, Seth, what was your experience like?
Yeah. Musty wood, spice, dry earth. You know, really, the thing that came to mind when I was smoking this was like that feeling when you're in like a stuffy hot barn in the summertime and it's super humid. It just wasn't, pleasant. Medium full body and strength. Just did not enjoy a single bit of the cigar.
All right, John, what was your experience like?
I think I'm somewhere in between. The first third was promising. It had sweet tobacco and mild spice. I actually found it started out really mild and took probably a half an inch for it to kind of ramp up. So I was very surprised compared to like the 2019 release, which was like lights out strong. And maybe they backed it off because they got complaints. I don't know. But I feel like it missed something because, you know, it was good through the first third. There's some bread sweetness in the second third, which was enjoyable. But by the last third, I was just kind of over it. I was like, there's nothing really grabbing my attention for a $32 cigar. It was very wood forward in the last third, which was disappointing. A little tannic. You know, construction was on point, which, you know, I guess is Davidoff and kind of what you expect for a $32 cigar. But I feel like when you put $32 down, if you don't get a perfect construction, that's it's a pretty binary thing at that point. It's either 100% or 0%. So I don't know. Aaron, what was your experience like?
I'm going to bring up a picture of this cigar so people can see it as well. see if I can't zoom in a bit.
Everybody watching this video has to send us money because the cigar is so expensive.
Yeah, there you go. Little in-action burn shot. Yeah, you know, I thought the cigar had a nice start. It had that cinnamon baking spice combination kind of was supporting the oak note. But as those kind of faded out and the black peppers went in, things became average to kind of maintain that level the rest of the way. Strength level definitely a bit higher than the typical Davidoff profile. So for those that like a little bit more strength, you know, there's that's in this cigar. So it might make it a little more attractive to those people. Price point's quite high though, and kind of based on my experience with it, it's not something I'd probably return to in regards to that. So again, this score is going to start at the top with June at 7.17. John was next at 6.82. I give it a 5.75. Seth gave it a 4.78. So June had that 7.17 matchup for you.
Match well. It was, you know what it is, guys. You know, we've talked about this already, but when you smoke so many shitty cigars for review and you come across one that is acceptable, you perhaps the barometer, your level gauge changes that you think it's really good. I think that's what might happen with this cigar. You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you know, it'd be really cool. Can't be done though. If we look at our top, let's say 10 ranked cigars ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then being able to smoke those at the time that we did smoke them, which is not going to be possible, right? But just to see like how far below the list of stuff that we reviewed this year falls down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet it'll be just not even like close.
Night and day, I suspect.
Yeah.
All right, John, 6.82.
6.82 actually seems high to me. Flavor profile-wise, I think this feels like a low sixes. And I think what elevates it is the construction, which, again, I kind of feel like it, in this case, and it's unfair to Davidoff, but it really even shouldn't be scored on construction because, again, when you spend $32, it has to be perfect. Like, that's the minimum. There's no threshold there. So if it had a bad draw, you know, you'd ask for your money back or whatever. So, you know, like you said, while I might have enjoyed the experience, would I go shell another $32 out for this cigar? And I find myself saying I probably would not. There's so many other Davidoffs that are a lot more approachable and frankly, I think are more enjoyable that I would reach for before this one. So even though I scored at 6.82, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, my 5.75 matches that well. It's an above average flavor profile. I did have some construction issues. There was a part where a quarter of the wrapper didn't want to burn, had to touch it up, and then the cigar went out once and I had to relight it. So, but yeah, if I had perfect construction, I'd probably be at six. So, but yeah, it's, you know, it's just a heavy price for a, you know, average cigar, I think. So, yeah, it matched up well. All right, Seth, 4.78.
It's really weird speaking last when we're talking about Davidoff.
Like, when I'm sorry, you purposely do this. Like you
switch
the script.
He likes the attention.
I'm tired of the inconsistencies with these Davidoff limited editions. You know, it's getting irritating. And listen, we buy them and I'm going to buy them, but looking at it from a consumer perspective, it's getting irritating when you're continuously going to go spend $30 on a limited edition, but you really never know what you're going to get. You're going to get maybe like an average release where you're like, I might as well have just bought a regular production, which is cheaper and I know is going to be consistent. You're either going to get impressed and then you're going to be like, this is great, but like it's a limited. So you have that experience. But then again, the other third is it's really bad and you're like, why the hell? How the hell did this get released as this? Like, I think this is a disgrace to limiteds for Davidoff. I think it's also an insult to the Winston Churchill brand and even the limited edition from 2019, which I thought was really good. It's just like, what are we doing here? There's getting to the point, if we weren't reviewing these cigars, I would be very hesitant to go in and buy one of these limited editions when you never really know what you're going to get.
So they're going to have a Davidoff box of chocolates release next.
Davidoff, partner up with Godiva.
Yeah. Any other final thoughts on this cigar from you guys?
What price point of Davidoff do you guys think is worthwhile for you to purchase with your own money multiples of to enjoy?
Under 18.
probably like 17 to 22.
Okay, so you don't think any of these? Because the reality of it is, most of the cigar reviews that we've done for Davidoff has been the LEs, right? Because that's the new, you know, re-release. So you don't think any of these LEs that we've done within the past, let's say, a couple years, truly worth it to spend that kind of money?
I would tell you to go buy, you know, any Grand Cru, buy like a Yamasa Petit Corona, any of the Nicaraguas,
Serie R.
Yeah. Of course, Davidoff would be like, yeah, you should go buy those. I mean, I don't care. So, it's frustrating because it's like, why are you doing this? Like, I don't know, when you're continuously making Grand Cru at a really high level and you know what it is and it's that price, why would you put yourself in risk releasing something like this?
Because everyone wants new releases every single year. It's like, what's the new stuff? What's the new stuff?
But here's the other trend you see. Like, here they go. They're releasing Zeno now, which is more affordable. They did, you know, they're going to be releasing more affordable Avos. They're going to be releasing this new affordable Camacho. Mm-hmm. Please, in God, tell me you're not going to release like an everyday Davidoff. You know what I mean?
Blue label.
Yeah, exactly. Blue label. I feel like if you're going to shell out more than, call it, $23 or $24, and again, this doesn't really work with our scoring system because, you know, that's where the value per point comes in. But for me personally, if I don't get a very good flavor experience for 24 and up, to me, it's a failure because I look at that and I go, there are 30 cigars off the top of my head that are $8 to $10 that deliver the same level of flavor experience, and I could smoke three or four of them, well, in this case, four of them, for the same experience. And, like, to me, you know, being a thrifty guy, I just can't do that. I just can't do that value math. Why would I smoke four cigars with the same flavor experience or one? You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense for me.
Look at the value score. I mean, Aaron's is 0.18. Mine's -1.91. Yours is 2.12. June's is 2.7 for value.
That's terrible.
Yep. But that's the way all the Davidoffs are.
Yeah, but when we've given them like number one, though, what are the value scores there?
Better than this, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Much, much better than that. It's to the point where, yes, it's expensive, but it's worth it being expensive. And you're valuing the limited edition. You're saying, listen, yes, it's expensive, and it is a limited edition, but it's because it's so great that's because it's limited, and that's why it's more expensive, and that's why it's worth it.
Yeah, next year at this time, you're not going to be thinking back to the Winston Churchill 2021 going, oh, man. You remember those Winston Churchill 2021s last year? They were so good. You're not going to be remembering that at all.
No.
Mm-hmm. I guess that officially means we're off the Davidoff Christmas list.
No, Eddie still loves us.
I love him too.
What's that musical where Memories was the song? Is that Les Miserables? I'm not going to start singing it.
All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Winston Churchill.